with the Carmichael coal mine getting closer to going ahead in central Queensland's Galilee Basin, a peaceful protest in the form of a convoy has begun. The Stop Adani convoy started in Hobart on the 17th of April and will travel through for about 3 weeks to the Galilee Basin before commuting to Canberra for a final rally. The Bob Brown Foundation is behind the convoy, and campaign manager Jenny Webber spoke to The Wire's Nahum Gale about taking the fight to Adani.
It is an action, it's an act of community defiance, saying that we will not stand by and let this mine go ahead without peaceful protest.
So who is involved in the convoy?
Bob Brown, the former leader of the Australian Greens, a formidable environmentalist in Australia, is leading the convoy with almost 800 people who are joining the convoy between Hobart and central Queensland and heading to Canberra for a really big rally that we're calling on thousands of people to convoy to Canberra. So there's many, many different participants from all walks of life. We have speakers today who joined us, Mark Tipping, who's the president of the Tesla Club of Australia. We have Anthony Houston, who's a very high-profile farmer out of Tasmania. And then we also have campaigners and activists out of the Bob Brown Foundation.
How are you going to engage with communities?
We're having rallies and they're open to, you know, members of the public who want to stop Adani with us to come along to those rallies. And then in Claremont, where the Bob Brown Foundation is being hosted by the Wunga Djangalingu Family Council on Country, we will be having a very special event with them. And in every location along the way, we have traditional owners who are welcoming us to country. We'll be standing side by side and generously welcomed and so thankful for the traditional owners from Airlie Beach through to Yeppoon across to central Queensland who will be on the convoy and involved in rallies with us.
Being that the convoy's movements fall close to the federal election, how strongly does this timing influence your plans?
So our plan with the Stop Adani convoy was to head off if the mine was pushing ahead. What has happened, though, before that is a federal election has been called. A federal election is a fantastic opportunity for citizens to be reminded that they have a democratic right and they have a democratic obligation to use their vote in a very powerful way, and that includes voting for the climate and opening up the Galilee Basin and the Great Artesian Basin to six new coal mines, including the Adani coal mine, is sending us backwards. It's certainly not an opportunity, you know, it's just truly madness. We would love to see Bill Shorten become such a leader. It takes real leadership and we hope he has it in him to be able to stand up and say he will stop Adani and people will then recognise that they are an option. However, if they fail to get off the fence and if they fail to stand up and commit to stopping Adani, then it's up to the voters to assess the level playing field and decide whether or not there's a candidate that they can vote for who is committed to stopping Adani.
How could the Australian public support the Stop Adani campaign without having to register to join the convoy?
There'll be ways if you go to our website, bobbrown.org.au, for you to be able to take action. And the more important thing about taking action as well is that every single person who can vote is able to make a decision on the 18th of May to take action in the ballot box to stop Adani. And all those people who are of the younger generation and not yet able to vote, there's plenty of ways that they're going to be able to get involved in actions between now and the federal election. It's just about standing up and being a citizen who says, I will take action on climate. It's actually the individual action of each person on this convoy, every person who votes in the ballot box for climate action, and every person who gets behind an organisation out there who is actually taking real action on climate. You're doing something to not stand by and let it all happen without the democratic citizen standing up to do something about it and active. And it's actually the best way to do something about climate is to just get up tomorrow and find something that, even if it's a tiny little thing, every little action counts to build up to what we hope will be a revolution globally, which we're seeing with the impacts of climate change. And as I say, come from wherever you are in Australia to Canberra on the 5th of May. Help make that a really big action, putting on specifically for the community of Australia to rally with us and show the opposition to Adani and the mine that is proposed in the Galilee Basin. So that is one way that you can take action, is to join, get the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that need to be on Parliament lawns on the 5th of May.
Jenny Webber, campaign manager with the Bob Brown Foundation, speaking there to The Wire's Nahum Gale.